I want to give you a vision of prayer and what happens when you pray. To begin with, theology, or God talk, is really a game of prepositions. Regarding Christian prayer, that signifies that all prayer is in the person of the Son, to the person of the Father, through the person of the Holy Spirit. Just stay with me here. In relational terms, this means that when you pray, you secretly enter into Christ, who is your eternal I, while addressing God the Father, who is your eternal you, through the Holy Spirit, who is your eternal we, shared with God. That means prayer is essentially relational. It happens between you and God while unfolding in and through God. That means prayer is less what you do and more what you enter into, namely the relationship between the eternal I and the eternal you of God. Most significantly, that also means that divine relationship is as ultimate, as eternal, as the divine persons who share in it. The three-in-one Trinity represents the eternal structure of persons, not only divine but also human, since we are made in God's image. The divine-human relationship which Christ has opened up and made available to us constitutes our very salvation, our endless and unbreakable we with God. Read Romans 8:35 through 39. All this may sound profound and complicated, and it is, yet at the same time, it is as simple and pure as any love relationship with another person in which you have shared or perhaps still share. Think of your relationship with your mother and or your father. Think of your most significant friendships. And most importantly, think of romantic love, of falling in love, of marriage, and all it entails. As the Bible puts it, the two shall, quote, become one flesh. So also shall you become one in soul and spirit with Christ. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6 that anyone united to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Relationships are where we live and move and have our being, as Paul put it in his sermon at Athens in Acts 17. That includes your being together as well as your being alone. With God and in God abide your true and eternal being, your I, which you will share forever with Christ. As Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. As you continue to pray, you will eventually realize that prayer never really ends, nor does your love relationship with God.